Instant replay.
We're going to take up bid recommendations for archival record preservation.
Yes, thank you, gentlemen. This is bid number 201502-289 for archival record preservation. This was a request made by Taney County Recorder of Deeds, Mr. Robert Dixon, who's here with me this morning. We put this item out for bid. It has to do with 25 archival books, historical books, etc. On February the 4th, I released this bid. It closed last week. We opened it on March the 10th. We received four responses to this bid, and we're here this morning in one of those very rare instances where we need to request the commission to vote on rejecting all of those responses. And Mr. Dixon reviewed these responses, and him and I conferred and decided that due to the fact that we had some apples to oranges, which has only happened one or two other times regarding the specifications, in fairness to these four vendors who did quite an extensive amount of work in responding, we feel the need to reject these responses and re-let the bid with a few clarifications in the specifications based on some changes that have come about recently in that particular industry. And Mr. Dixon is here to elaborate on that if you would like for him to.
I think we need to, if both of you agree, that we need to reject.
Yes.
I'm going to make a motion that we reject all bids on the retention articles and go back out for bid with the specifics.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very
Thank
much,
you.
Mr. Dixon, did you want to say anything about it? Did you want to say anything about it?
No.
Okay.
I visited with him about it. So. Thank you. Let's see, we have road and bridge updates next.
First item on there, that's just kind of information. That's approximate what we spent on our salt for all of our winter storms. That's also, that's 2015. We probably are two-thirds restocked or don't lack very much of being fully stocked. I mean, and if we don't get any more snow, we won't have to order much this fall. So, kind of puts it in how much we use. We're pretty close to what we've done last year, actually. So, and one of the reasons we had to go to a secondary supplier, which cost us quite a bit more to get the salt at the time we needed it. And then we went back to our primary supplier this last order. They were able to get us some salt in, so. The Bee Creek bank stabilization, we're going to wait for the weather to kind of dry up just a little bit so we can make that happen and the water level to drop in the creeks along there. Bridge inspections are done, and I'm waiting on a report to come back from MoDOT that should come to you guys also, and they may come down and give you guys a report on all of our inspections. We do have some work that we are going to do this year, and we're going to start here this week with deck cleaning, and we got to do some work on the bridge decks as far as putting a sealer type product on it, also resealing the cracks in the type of decks that are similar to like the parking garage type structure. We've got several joints that's missing that caulking in there we've got to replace. The we got a couple of them that I think I reported to you last meeting that we got to do some bank stabilization on. We're going to try to, one of those we'll have to do probably sometime around mid-summer. The other one we're going to try to do in late spring. That's the Beaver Creek Bridge and the Swan Creek Bridge. The Mount Branson shop facility, we're nearing completion. As far as electrical, we lack the lights being installed yet. I think he had a problem with his lift to get that. Once he gets that fixed, he should be able to get the lights put in place. Then we've started on the inside build-out. We get that roughed in, then the Wilson Group will come in and finish their last piece of this, which is putting in the HVAC, and then we'll do the finish up as far as the build out and the asphalt paving out front and that type. The one item I need to put in this retaining block wall in between the two shop buildings to kind of help create the access to that one door, plus have the assist in the drainage from between the buildings and some drain yards and utilities. This is something I'm going to have to bid out because I'm estimating the cost at around $6,000. I have a kind of a quote to show you just what square footage on the end of the building I first thought was going to be around 41, 46 actually, which is over our limit. So. But we had to move the propane tank a little farther away from the main shop. And I need to extend the wall, taper it down to be able to fill out the parking lot. So I'm going to estimate it's going to be around $6,000 to put that retaining wall in there. And that's a segmented block wall that we can install. So that cost is, would be also us picking up, because that basic vendor and product, or is two vendors basically that make this type of product, and they're both, one's in Ozark, one's in Springfield.
Why does it say delivery to job site?
Well, that's just a preliminary. We're not going to, that's his cost if he delivers to a job site, but we're not going to do that. We're going to save that money. We can do that cheaper.
Group is going to do half of it, or
they're going to pay for a portion of it. I think $2,000 of that cost they agreed to pay for, because they originally had a stem wall in the original building proposal, and they didn't do a stem wall. We had to extend the fill out 3 feet, which put us closer to the old shop, and that's the reason I want to do the retaining wall also.
I guess just get with.
Okay. I mean, you guys are okay.
Erickson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Other bids that will be coming up. One will be going out the end of March, 1st April. We got our aggregate, our asphalt and our road oil. Guardrails coming up soon. Also our truck painting will be up for rebid. And then I like a couple of small items from Bus Andrews to have the specs finished on the trucks we want to replace these Ford 550s with. And then once we get that, then I want to put that out for bid. The Hilda Salt Building, the back wall of the original section of it had broke out about a 2-foot chunk of concrete by 8 feet long out of the top of the concrete wall. And we can fix this. No time constraint on this. I don't need it really fixed till we go to restock in that. We've emptied that bay out, and but we need to repair that, and I think it's all repairable. We found out that that portion of the salt building didn't have any reinforcement rod in it that we can tell. And we didn't build it originally. It was built by a contractor. We built the wood top portion, and then we added two more bays to that structure about 5-6 years later. But this is a portion of the old structure, or older. It was built, and I think it was built around 95-96 time frame somewhere. That was the first building put out there on that property. Spring cleanup, I'd like to schedule that for April 10th and 11th. That's pretty close to the same time we had it in previous years, and this will be a Friday and a Saturday. The work schedule, I'd also like to move and go to a 4 10-hour day schedule, same as we did last year, and I'd like to do that March 30th on that, begin that week there. The Hilda and Buchanan, of course, work the same schedule, and then the Mount Branson will work the Tuesday through Friday schedule. We'll have the full week covered, at least with crews. Petitioned roads. In the next week or so, I'd like to schedule for you guys to review all the petitioned roads. And we have several of them. There's going to be close to 40 or better. And what I'd like to do, we're going to have them all on a breakdown spreadsheet and some basic information. And you'll be able to look at the road name, how many homes, and my estimated cost. And then if you guys want to fully review them, I'll have my inspection sheet on it. Also, you choose to do the video. If we do them all like we've done a couple of years ago, we're probably looking at a 3-4 hour meeting to review videos and the whole thing one at a time. So
is there some that you kind of already?
There's some. I'm going to put most of them that I think is going to be good candidates pretty much toward the top of the list. But we have several that we've picked through and chose in the last few years, but we've never really made a motion on the rest to, and what I'd like to do is go through the entire list we've got, and if you guys choose to take in some, do that, and then deny the rest of them. That way we can start clean, because some of them's been kind of in limbo for several years now.
Some of them have been roads that were requested that they make some type of improvement or change on that they never did make. We always run into that.
Yeah.
The other thing that I'd like, Randy, is a date of application for when they entered the road petition. So that if we go back several years and somebody has brought their road up to what we requested from them, that we could consider that road.
Okay.
And there's several of those roads that it happens every time we go through this that are so far out there that they can't be considered. Those I would put those in a category by themselves and list the reasons why, and the cost factor would be way too much on a short road with a lot of cost, you know what I mean. So you've done a great job on that, but we don't need to sit in here for 3 or 4 hours and look through every road in the county when we've been on.
I mean, there may be some that I'll have that if you want to pick out 2 or 3 and maybe look at them if you're willing to. But
if we had some idea of what roads you're looking at, we could go look at those roads before you present them. I mean, if we have before we vote on taking them in, we can have a county commission go look at those roads. And been on a lot of these that have been presented in the past, and you already can see that there is definite.
Oh, there's one where isn't there a telephone pole right in the middle of one, or
yeah,
and there's tree right there. I mean,
and there's also a transformer out in the ditch line. And
I went with Randy on one road. Was it Friday?
Yeah.
My goodness.
But anyway, when he makes his presentation like that, we can eliminate some, and the others, if we want to go on this, I would rather take one day and drive ourselves as to go through everything on the, especially on the ones we're going to consider.
Well, there's going to be several that have come up before you in the past. They've already been presented to you. We didn't pick them to take them in, but we didn't. You guys didn't make a motion to actually deny them. They're just, and a lot of those aren't what you call good candidates. Either they have right-of-way issues, utilities in the way. And basically, some of them, one in, for instance, that we looked at, doesn't even have right-of-way to it. So
you need a tractor to go down it, or a 4x4.
I think I scared him a little.
ATV. There's no way you can drive down there with a truck.
Where is that?
Pro Tem.
But we have several, and I'd like to at least do something with all of them, get them done, and then go from that point forward. So, and the other question about those, as those come in, do you want to wait and do these one time a year, or do you want to start doing them? Years past, we'd done them as the petition was presented, then we'd bring, there may be one or two, and every little bit bring them, or just bring them one time?
No, if the only way that we can do that is for him to bring them all at one time and look at the numbers, the dollars it's going to cost the county to bring those roads up to a standard and what it's going to cost to take them in. And if you bring them one at a time, then we've got a road, and then we have a large amount, and then we have another road that we might have considered before it. So
we might do, semi-annually or something. We might do 2 a year. Or,
okay.
I mean, if you get a group of 5 or 6 roads, after we weed this one out, like you said, and deny them, or do whatever we need to do with them, and get this bunch done. You said there's about 40?
Yeah, there's several. Yeah.
But after this, there shouldn't be, but, you know.
Well, the reason the list got so big is we downsized quite a bit, and you guys chose to put kind of a moratorium on them and not look at them for a couple of years, and they just pretty much built up from that point, too. And so, all right.
I mean, you can always come to us and, hey, I've got 7 roads that we need to look at. And then if we want to hear it, we can hear it. And there's no sense in making a definitive no.
Okay. I just don't think they should stack up to 40.
Right. But like Danny said, we don't need one at a time either.
Right.
Well, I'd rather not do that. I mean, I'd rather do it at least twice a year. And at least if you want to do that, at least a couple times a year. Because the people that petition them, once they petition, then they call back, you know, when are you going to hear it? And they keep wanting an answer, and we really don't have an answer to give them. But if we can give them a time, then they kind of have an idea, well, it's going to be
when we hear them,
you know, this time of year.
Is this twice a year all right, Danny? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we've received letters to the editor on 3 or 4 roads that didn't even meet the qualifications that the county has set up for a standard of 3 homes on the road and so on and so forth. But the public wants to make issue about what we have, why we didn't take this road in, and you guys are talking about going down a rough road. You ought to try to go down some of these that they put in letters to the editor that you couldn't. It cost the county a fortune if it even qualified, and they don't even qualify. So
I think some of these aren't roads; some of them are trails.
Mm-hmm. One particular that I went to is a highline easement.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah.
There was one in Cedar Creek that was pretty much a highline easement. Mm-hmm. So, okay.
That's a speed bump.
The cat salesman has some openings. They do tours periodically and annually on their cat plant in Little Rock, Arkansas, and he's willing to take four or five of our people. You guys are willing to let them go. They'll leave at noon, go down, stay all night, tour the plant, come back the next day.
Is this where they do the simulators and all that kind of stuff?
This is actually where they build the M-Series grader now.
Is there a learning? I guess that's what Danny was getting at. Are they going to use a simulator, learn how to use the new equipment? Or are they going to? Or is it just a, hey, here's our? Is it a sales pitch, or is there something there behind it?
It is educational for guys to see how they create and build this equipment. And I know I've done a tour of the cat plant, and it was pretty interesting to see. It's not so much a sales pitch to county people. I mean, is what they would present more so to you guys, not to workers like that. Now, contractors and different ones like that, they get a chance to see that, how they're built and everything. So
you went down there?
Do I?
You went down there to it?
No, I've not been to that one. I've been to one in Illinois. It was several years ago.
Did you leave a better operator?
It was interesting.
It's interesting.
They didn't have the simulator. They didn't have this new joystick type equipment at that time. This is all new stuff now. So, and I've never got to do the simulator. So,
if they want to go and take a personal day, I don't care. But I'm not going to pay them to go down there. Unless these two say something different.
So, I mean, is this a, they're not going to be in a simulator?
It's touring the plant where they actually build the grader. It's a factory.
I'm sure it is going to be interesting, neat, yeah. Cool, all those things, but they won't take a personal day.
The only advantage I could see, it depends on who the people are. If these are mechanics that were going and they see how the equipment's put together with the different parts and everything. I know we have a mechanic out here that tore a transmission down on a grader and put it back together. And so
I doubt if they're going to get that in depth of a. They're probably going to be wearing hard hats, standing behind a yellow line, and watching from a distance.
Some of that, the ones you can actually talk to the workers and walk right up to the equipment. John Deere plant was that way when they gave us a tour of the several different pieces of equipment they build there. It'd be similar to that type thing, and it wasn't really wasn't a cost to us, actually, just time going and coming back. So, but yeah.
Unless there's something that is educational that's going to benefit the county, but just to have a cool experience, I'm not for it. Unless they want, like I said, they can go and take a personal day. Or a vacation day, or however that. But I am one of three.
So they're actually, this is a cat plant. Mm-hmm. They're going to put them up overnight? I see. They're going to provide the room and board.
I'll find out, but I think they do that, yes.
Yeah, I'd have to see know more about it than I.
Okay.
What do you think, Danny?
They went in years past, but when those simulators first came out, they went up and John Deere did a let them work those and everything. And at the time, at that time, we were considered buying a grader from them, and we thought it was a worthwhile experience for them to go up and go through that so that we could get their opinions back on what they were doing. But I'll let you make the decision on this one, Mike. Like I said, we've let them go in the past.
Once you get more information, find out exactly what the itinerary is going to be.
Yep.
All
right.
Like I said, I don't care if they go.
With the winter storms, this is kind of where all of our personnel are with built-up comp time. About 32, 34 out of the 60 are at the maximum and have been paid the additional anything over 80 hours. That's the way the policy's written. Some choose not to bill comp time. They'd rather have the pay. Some of those on the lower end probably knew the beginning. Doesn't have much. But now some of these, they basically stay at 80 year-round and keep that in. Some of them, they do that for a reason. And you can carry comp time over from year to year. Some of them do, case of they get sick or whatever and they have sick time to use it, but this is just something additional, kind of a nest egg, you might say. So I know I discussed with the supervisors different things. If extending these comp time out to 120 before you either paid for it, there would be several people just build it to 120 and they would stay at 120. So it'd just be that you'd be in the same
situation.
Same situation, no matter what the limit is. Right now, anything they build over 80, which that gives them two additional weeks they could use at any time they want to. And they're paid for the rest. So, and unless we get in fall before the year's out or some flood or storm or whatever, there probably won't be much, if any, additional overtime. So.
Is this was given to us because of our conversation the other day about maybe extending the time frame. That they would be able to use.
Well, it's if we're allowed to build it rather than pay it, it's kind of a cost saving because we're not paying them that. They're just building time up, and that's what we've done the year past and let them use it, extended the time for them to get it used down to the 80, and. When we extended that a couple different times, once to March, once to May, they had to use it down. Some of them had anywhere from 50 to 160 hours to get used up, a week or 2 weeks, and we had very few employees here, so it caused us a little bit of a problem there. I don't see that happening this year. I mean, some of these are going to keep this time on the books and use it this fall, or some will just leave it on the books. So.
Now, the amount of time, some of them have more time than this? I mean, like...
Some of them will have 3 and 4 weeks vacation additional to this.
I'm talking about from this snow event. Or is that,
They would have already been paid for anything above 80. They're already paid for.
Well, didn't we have some shown to us last year, or at the end of last year, that had more than 80 hours?
Yeah, what we've done years previous, and that's the reason we had a meeting on that. We chose to go by the policy, which that's what the policy states, is instead of paying them if they couldn't use it next, we just let them build it up. Because the problem is they couldn't get it used down to the 80 by the next pay period. We had another storm hit us, and we just got every other week, and it created, so we just let them build it. That created another problem. So. And some of them had several hours built up to try to get used down. This year we chose if they were at 80, any overtime they worked, they were just paid for. So
you're saying most of these with 80 on here, they're not going to use them. They're just going to keep that on
right.
The books for, what, emergency, I guess, something.
Probably, whatever
deer
reason.
Turkey hunting.
Okay.
There's some that have 80 on
running. Probably.
I mean, there are probably a handful of the employees that do that, but some of them will use it this fall. Some, you know, it's additional time off they'll save and use.
So this 80 always carries over for them.
Mm-hmm. Comp time always carries over.
Carries. I got you.
So I think the main concern that some of the employees had was that if they had the snow event and they had a large amount of overtime, they would rather have the comp time extended so that they up to either 100 hours or something, and then they would have to use that down by the first of March or first of May or whatever.
That's what we did last year.
That's what we were trying to accomplish.
We extended it to let them use it down as opposed to pay them.
Yeah.
Well, if we chose to let them build to an additional amount of hours and give them the rest of the from, say, January 1 to December 31st, we're going to have to change the policy then.
I'm not interested in changing the policy. I'm interested in mending the amount of hours that the ones that approached me about this would have already been paid now, is what you're saying.
Right.
But what they were approaching me about was to have the number of hours extended, like up to 100 hours, and they could have till the 1st of May to use that time up, that extended time. Then it goes right back to 80. It'd be an act of the commission to grant the extended time. Have you followed me on that?
Rather than pay them. The over 80?
Right, up to 100 hours. That's what we did in the past. We've done that in the past. But as of May the 1st or whatever date we set, whether it be May or June or whatever, I didn't want to interfere with the chip and seal program. But also I wanted to... we had some boys that worked awful hard for... 3 weeks, you know, with a lot of overtime, and I was wanting to grant them up to 100 hours, and they could use 20 of those hours to be paid, used out up till a certain date. We used May 1st before.
Yeah. That's what we done last year, but...
They've already been paid out?
They've already been paid.
Right now, they've already been paid out. So unless we get in another snowstorm...
There's no reason for them to get any more overtime?
No.
They're not going to build any more comp hours?
Not unless we get another snowstorm or something that we got to work.
So we're discussing something that doesn't really matter?
Yes.
Okay.
That's... Right now, it doesn't matter. It was when I brought it up, it did matter.
Right.
I should have asked that we make the extension, is what I should have done. But we wanted to review and see how many had what and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, as of right now, unless there's a tornado or some major flooding or something like that, there's no need. And it gives us an idea how many's got what, but...
Right.
Next.
Down there under the transfer station, I'm still waiting on two estimates to give to Don for the repair on the damaged front part of the building. As soon as we get those estimates, we'll proceed with just getting that repaired or fixed. But other than that, as far as the building and lot, I've talked with Scott, but I've got some DNR regulations. I ain't had time to really read through that yet, but so I haven't made any progress there on that part. So. Other than that,
do we need to let DNR know that the doors are damaged and we can't close them right now, or is that even a...
Yes, we need to, and we're in the process of trying to get that repaired, and I'm sure they'll work with us on that.
I'm sure they will.
I've been 2 weeks trying to get a couple estimates because of bad weather and workload of the two contractors.
What was the gentleman's name? Was it Matt?
Do what?
What was the gentleman's name from DNR that...
I don't remember. I'd have to ask Scott.
Have Scott let them know that
there
was some damage done. Nothing structural, haven't rebuilt, because I don't want them to come down and do an inspection and find out the doors aren't closed. And
right.
So let them know that somebody hit it, their insurance is covering it.
Brandon, that brings up an issue that I think this is the only time we can talk about this, and I would like to visit on it, about the construction of moving the old existing road and bridge building to the back. And I think Randy in our conversation said that he might have to do a little bit of surveying or something to make sure we keep it off of the property lines and stuff. But we move those dirt piles and all that. Go ahead and get that building set so that when we decide to do something at the transfer station, all we have to do is tear the old building down
and start.
And I think it is a good faith effort with DNR to see that we're in the middle of getting something started to change the arrangement of the transfer station.
I would probably need to find out exactly what they're going to require us to do, though. Before we start, there's no sense in starting and then find out, hey, you have to have a who knows what they're going to require. I agree with you.
On the building?
Let's
transfer, if there's going to be, I don't know what all new rules, if any, and that's what Scott was going to work with the DNR people and all
part
that.
Of it out of it. I was going to put the road and bridge building back there in the back so that we could tear the other part of it out. So I think there's enough from what I've seen, and I know that you've been out and looked at it too.
There should be enough room to do all that, but again, I don't know what DNR is going to require.
Yeah.
For some weird reason, we might have to put some sort of water retention tank in that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was going to try to get a meeting with, maybe they could come down and we'd have a site meeting out there.
Can we get that done here pretty quick?
Do what?
Think we can get that done pretty quick?
I'm going to work on that.
Okay. Try to get it done pretty quick, but then that way we can go.
We've got to kind of work on their schedule, I think. I don't know when they're.
Okay.
Put a new building up, and that way we just tear that old down. That's going to give us a lot of open space out in front there to work with.
Right. Because right now it's just right there in the middle and in the way. Mm-hmm.
It's right in the middle of the thing, right in the worst place it could be. But it's nothing but an old pole barn itself.
Yeah, it's pretty dilapidated.
Yeah, and it can be taken out of there pretty easy.
Okay. That's all I've got. The one other thing, I was just needing to ask you a question. It's on the same side, but it's on the triangle out there at the entrance of the outer road in Buchanan. I had a engineer contacted me about the people that bought that property, and I don't want you guys, I think the little triangle pieces are right away. Do you guys foresee what your plans are?
There's been discussion in the past with Beth Schaller from MoDOT about possibly some different entrances there.
I know their traffic was looking into, and I don't know if the the layout of the curves. I know their traffic was looking at that because that's been brought up, but the...
You're talking about, they were talking about doing something similar there as they did at F and 160 at Buchanan and that outer road.
That's what I heard, but then the people that bought the property there across from the right. gas company there was also wanting that. I don't know... We'd even want to consider that.
I don't know that they are or not.
Okay.
I think they've made different arrangements and different plans to get done what they want done. But there might be a small agreement made between us in order to allow them some visibility from the highway.
Okay.
But I don't know. I'll try and get with them and find out.
All right. Other than that, that's all I have. So.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Randy.
Thank you.
Personnel policies, updates.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I have several policies that need to be changed a little bit. The majority of these policies are all regarding the same thing. It's about the 30-hour full-time work week and making holiday pay, vacation pay, bereavement leave pay, sick time, and did I say vacation? Yes. And personal days that would all be paid out on a prorated rate because they won't receive the 8 hours like a 40-hour a week employee would receive.
On the addition of the buddy system to the wellness guest section, didn't we vote on that? Wasn't that brought to us, or was that?
But it hasn't been put in the manual.
Policy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we voted on that.
Move to make all the revisions presented to us as of today.
Okay.
To the personnel policy.
Okay.
Presented by HR to us.
Yeah.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay. I have a
signature page for you guys. That lists each one of them that will go in the policy manual.
Thank you.
Where's your pen at, Dan?
The old Cadillac wore out.
What?
Cadillac pen broke.
I asked my money back.
I'm going to do that on my trade-in.
And I will be distributing these. I would like to encourage them all to put them in their books.
What's on the top written? Do we need to read, Linda?
Hello?
What's written on the top right?
Oh, that's the wrong one. That's my... Sorry.
Sorry.
Thank you for noticing. That was for me to write on if you said anything. We'll do it again. You'll get it down right, so will I. Sorry about that.
We have scheduled at 10 o'clock. We're going to recess No?
It's not listed for upstairs. It's for down
here. Oh, it's for down here. Okay.
Move to go into executive session pursuant to 610.021, subsection 3, 12, and 17.
Second.
All in favor?
Danny, aye.
Brandon, aye.
Mike, aye. Motion carries. Contracts.